Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV. Available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated and Shelley's Burger Station. It's also brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, First National Bank of Brownstown, This Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brannon, and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Bulk Plant Resale, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Lucas Lash Trucking, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Shelley's Burger Station, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Hosick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, K-Marsh Insurance, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Bank of Hillsboro, Lock Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Well, welcome to the Vandals pregame show here on WKRV. And Vandals football is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have welding and repair shop, and they're a locally owned and operated business. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. It's also brought to you in part by Shelley's Burger Station. Shelley's is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a great breakfast menu as well. Shelley's offers dine-in, outstanding seating, drive-through, and carryouts are available at Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Well, getting ready for week number four. Vandals back at home this Friday night as they will host Southwestern. The Vandals come into the game at 3-0, and the Southwestern Piesaw Birds are 0-3 on the season. Time to hear from the head coaches for tonight. We'll start off with Vandals football coach Jason Clay. Coaches' interviews are brought to you in part by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon, answer Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice. That's Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, 2024 Prospect Drive in Vandalia. And we hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay.
Well, coach, move on into to week number four. I guess just to start off, just how's the week been this week?
Good. We've been excited to, you know, got the win last week and moving into week four and being 3-0 and you know, the weather still hasn't quite broke for us, but kids put together a really good practice on Wednesday and was proud of the work they did, and I think we're in a good spot heading into week four game.
Well, coach, you come off a big win over Pena last week on the road, and one of the things as a coach you're always looking for is to make sure everybody stays up. You know, just because you got that big win doesn't take care of everything.
Yeah, for sure. It was a big win for us. I think I think we could have won by a little wider margins we discussed, but I think that it was mentally big for us. You know, that's kind of been the one team that the last couple of years that's maybe had our number, and so we it's good to get that win and good to get ready for week four. So, like I said, the kids have had a good week of practice, and I think we'll stay focused. We talk a lot about, you know, not missing an opportunity to affect the future, and if we have a mistake because we're not, you know, ready, then it hurts our whole season and what we're trying to do in the end.
Coach, you had everybody back in the lineup last week, and I know it's shaking some rust off here and there, but overall, a good performance from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a lot of good things. I thought last week we talked a little bit about some of the ebbs and flows in the game, and, you know, we talked about some of those critical moments where, you know, our defense got to stop here or there, and we needed it, and maybe after something negative happened on offense, we were able to get that stop and get the ball back, and kept scoring and not everything was perfect on defense, obviously, but we've seen some flashes where, you know, we feel like we can be pretty good if we continue to grow and develop. And then obviously we feel like we have the weapons on offense to throw the ball and run the ball and score a lot of points. So if you can hold people down and score points, then obviously you can win game in a multitude of ways, and you're not relying on shutting everybody out, or you're not relying on outscoring everybody. You kind of, you know, can do things in a multitude of ways. I think that'll help us down the road too.
Coach, that's one of the good things when you're 3-0 and you can still look and say, hey, we can still get better. That's a good point to be at.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel like we've played a complete game in all three phases, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And that's very hard to do. You know, it takes a lot. Obviously, we're hoping to put that out there this week and get to come back home and play. But, you know, just the execution standpoint, you know, week one, week three, a lot of penalties and mistakes offensively that hurt us. We were able to, you know, still score 40-plus points each week in spite of that. But, you know, those are things that down the road are going to haunt you when you're staring at 3rd and 12 too often. Some bad things are going to happen. So we got to stay on schedule and look in the mirror on those things. And we've tried to do that this week. And, you know, obviously defensively we've played pretty well against the run. I think really our inside six has been really good, and coach has been able to get a mixture of guys in there at D-line, and I think people are seizing the opportunity and playing well, and I feel like we're developing some depth there. And you know, we got hurt a little bit week one through the air, and then last week we kind of gave up a couple things on the edge a couple times. But obviously when other teams have good athletes, they're going to stretch your capabilities, and we feel like we can be better than we've been, and that's exciting to think about too. And like I said, hopefully we can put it all together this week with the special teams game and the defense and the offense and have a really good showing.
And you talked about the defensive line and rotating a lot of guys in there, and that's just going to help you overall when guys are stepping up and getting the job done. Plus you can stay fresh in there. That's a big key.
Right. A couple of those guys are seeing some time on the offensive line. So if we can get them a rotation on defense, it just seems like it's a lot easier to rotate your defensive lineman than your offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. You kind of want those same five guys working together a lot of the game and as a unit. And then defensively, we kind of bring in the fresh guy or guy hot hand, maybe somebody can rush the passer in a passing down. Gives you a chance to play more kids and let guys find a role where they can be successful. And, you know, offensively, we try to package guys up. You know, some of our guys stay on the field for pretty much every package, but then there's some different packages where we can play to some guys' strengths and use some other guys. And, you know, last week we, you know, Jordan was struggling a little bit, so we were able to move Connor into the slot, and Andrew jumped over and played Connor's spot, and Luke Bowers came in, had a big catch for us and moved to chains and got us down there where we could score. And obviously week two, Brenton did some nice things, and we've got some other kids too, I think, that maybe haven't had a shot yet but can do some things. So just that depth of the skill positions and trying to play to people's strengths, I think, is an advantage too.
Yeah, because, you know, teams know about Connor. You know, there's other guys they know about that they're going to have to take away, Quentin and such. And when you can rotate other guys out there with the athleticism you've gotten some of those guys, that's big to be able to have that many guys.
Right, you know, and some of those guys should be excited about the opportunities they're going to get because of, you know, those other guys you mentioned. And you know, obviously we're going to find ways to get the ball into the best players' hands, and if we don't do that, we're not doing a very good job. And so there's a multitude of ways to go about it, and you know, I think that's one of the things I've learned as a play caller over time and reflecting on, and I think that you can do that. And obviously if you don't, then it's disappointing. So with that being said, I mean, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for other guys to make plays too, one-on-one, and you know, that's a good situation for them. I think they can make those plays, and I think our guys have a lot of faith in each other that they can do that. So as long as the line keeps coming along and developing, I think we can get a lot better.
I thought the last offensive drive last week was a big key because Pena cut it to a touchdown, and you kind of gave the ball to Dylan, and he took care of it from there. He hadn't had the greatest game up to there, but he just seems to get stronger as the game goes along or wears down everybody else. I'm not sure which one, but he just seemed to eat up yards and eat up the clock and did exactly what you wanted him to do on that drive.
Yeah, he had some nice runs, and that was kind of exactly what we needed at that time. I think that, you know, he is a kid that the longer the game goes, the stronger he gets, or he's able to maintain as other people fade away. And, you know, I thought he had a couple nice runs late. And Jordan had the one big catch to move us down there closer, and Q had some big runs, and we were able to overcome a couple penalties there and kind of melt away the clock and still get a score to go up two scores. And, you know, that's a big drive when you're up seven. And obviously it's a tight ball game there. They chose to kick it off, and obviously we kind of made that look like a mistake. And so we drive down the field and score, and big drive to eat the clock and still score and end the game right there.
You get Southwestern Friday night, Coach, and I know they're struggling a little bit with injuries and their numbers, but still a program that you respect, a coach that you know does a good job. So respect every opponent and, you know, put the best out there.
Yeah, Coach Keith's a friend of mine, you know, and he's, you know, been coaching for a long time and coached against him when he's at Roxana, and he's been to Pius all the last several years. And you know, they've gone over there and lost a couple games to them when I felt like we were the better team. And they can coach, that's for sure. And I know they've maybe had some smaller numbers this year, and I don't think they have a whole lot of seniors, but it's one of those things where they're going to be sound and they're going to force you to execute, and they're not going to just give up. And just because maybe we're the favorite and they're the underdog, I think they'll come and play hard and try to win the game.
Coach, injury-wise, how are the Vandals?
Pretty good shape, you know, for the most part. You know, Jordan kind of taking easy on him a little bit this week with a little bit of a hip quad issue, but he should be good to go. And like I said, a lot of guys working super hard on Wednesday, and I appreciate seeing that out of our guys, the effort. And, you know, sometimes as you go along, it falls into rank and file, but guys have been playing hard, and hopefully get a chance to play a bunch of guys on Friday night and press on to win number four.
And that is Vandals football coach Jason Clay. The coach's interviews also brought to you in part by Bulk Plant Resale. They are a resale shop with 50 vendors offering a wide variety of goods. They are at 513 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. That is Bulk Plant Resale. And we hear now from Southwestern head football coach Pat Keith.
Well, Coach, we move into to week number four. I know it's been a struggle for you guys to some degree, but just kind of your thoughts on where you're at this season and heading forward.
Yeah, well, we're just right now kind of going through it a little bit. We're pretty short on numbers when the season started. You know, I had 31 guys come off the football with like three seniors and five freshmen. So a lot of inexperience and lack of numbers kind of makes it difficult. Over the past 4 3 weeks, you know, I've probably competed sometimes, but some more injuries coming up. So we're missing, you know, we're only down to about 25 guys in practice. So it makes it a little tougher to practice, makes it a little tougher on a Friday when you're playing a bunch of young guys against quality opponents like Vandalia. And so we're going to just come tomorrow and do the best we can and see where we can get a little better each week.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, when you're short on numbers and then have injuries on top of it, that does make it tough.
Yeah, definitely. Of our three seniors, two of them are out right now, so without experience. And then those guys being out kind of makes it a little rougher. But the kids have a good attitude. They're working, but makes it just a little more difficult with all the levels we try to play.
Coach, kind of looking at your team, you talked about having a couple of seniors out. So who are some guys that you're expecting to lead the way for you this year if you can?
Well, I said a couple of them were injured, but our quarterback was one, Blake Rimby. He's been a three-year starter for us, but he's out right now with a shoulder, but he's one of the guys. Really, we're just bringing a bunch of new guys on. Not a lot of experience from last year up front. Not a lot of size, really. We're just kind of young, and we just got C.J. Ely's kind of our linebacker. He played a little bit last year as a linebacker, but he's one of our juniors and does a good job for us, Reed Campbell. So like I said, we're just young. We're trying to get some guys some experience in different spots, and lack of numbers sometimes make it hard because there's not much depth. But like I said, our kids are working hard, and we're trying to improve each week. So,
one thing about being young is usually it gets a little better every week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, like, for sure. And like you said, a little better every week. The hard part is this consistency with, you know, guys being injured right now. It's kind of every once in a while, you have those years where it seems like you have the injury bug going. And it seems like this year, compounded with the fact that our numbers aren't great, then the injury bug is kind of hitting us too. So that doesn't help us much, but we're just moving on week to week, like you said, and hopefully improving. So by the end of the year, we'll have, you know, kind of be better than where we started, and then come back next year with a lot of guys with experience, hopefully, because a lot of guys are playing now as juniors and sophomores.
You know, that's kind of Murphy's Law, isn't it? You're kind of struggling with numbers, so the injury bug hits you. I mean, it just kind of folds together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, yeah, for sure. And you know, that is hard also to practice, because then you'll have, you know, not a lot of guys to sometimes you have guys to play certain spots because of just lack of numbers of type of players you have, you know, with by position, and all those things add up a little bit. But I think our kids are, like I said, I think the kids are working hard and learning a little bit. And like we played pretty well a couple games. We just haven't put a full game together yet, but I think hopefully over time here we can do that. And like you said, end the year on a good note and be improving and be ready for next season.
Yeah, kind of looking at some of your scores, and I know it kind of stuck out with your Painted game. You know, I know they were able to pull away in the second half, but you guys were right there with them for a long time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, you know, we played a good first half, and we had a couple of big plays that called back. Offense, we had some penalties. Just with you, we've had a lot of penalties kind of drive killers for us a little bit, but yeah, we played well. Like I said, I mean, it's not an excuse by any means, but I think too, as the game, they kind of wore us down a little bit as the game went on. They changed what they did a little bit and kind of came after us a little bit, running the football and a little bit undersized and outnumbered a little bit. So I think that's kind of how it wore out. But I mean, yeah, I've been proud of our guys' effort so far. You know, good first week in Staunton, and we played well last week. Just like, same thing with North Mac. We had a pretty good game, but we just couldn't punch in when we needed to, and then had some mishaps on defense, some misplays on defense for big plays for them that hurt us a little bit. But like I said, that's all part of growing, and hopefully we'll learn from the mistakes and shore them up a little bit.
You get the Vandals this Friday night. Just your thoughts on them.
Yeah, they're definitely athletic, and I'd say probably the best team in the conference, I feel, athletic-wise, and good skill players in line, and they're well-coached by Coach Clay. That's every year. I know for sure coming down there or them coming here, they're going to be well-coached, and his staff does a great job. And I feel like, you know, their program's, you know, really been having a lot of success for the past, I don't know, you know, 8 to 10 years, and they keep building every year. It sounds like their numbers are real good, and kids are believing what they're doing, and so that helps a little bit. And I think for the guys, too, I think Vandals has a lot of success in the wintertime with wrestling and basketball or sports. So I think that kind of builds on each other a little bit, and I feel like that's kind of the key for them, probably, I think, besides having good athletes and good coaching.
You know, it's one of those measuring sticks, too, as you play good teams and you're growing yourself with a young group. It does give you a measuring stick to see where you're at and how you've improved so far, too.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, the biggest thing for us this week, like you said, to kind of see where we're at. And then also, I mean, right now, with the numbers crunch, I guess you're saying the same thing, but just trying to stay healthy and, you know, get by week to week. And, like you said, just keep measuring ourselves and hopefully see an improvement week to week, and then towards the end of the year maybe surprising somebody and do some things to get some wins here. So, like I said, I feel like our kids are doing a good job, and we just got to kind of keep plugging along here and, like you said, keep improving to get better.
Sometimes the only thing you can ask is, hey, be out here, let's play hard and get after it. I mean, that's all you can do sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, I feel like our guys are giving the effort and do the best we can. And like I said, a lot of guys are improving and getting good varsity experience. That hopefully will bode well for us down the road this season and in the future.
And that is Southwestern head football coach Pat Keith talking about the Piesaw Birds. So keys to the game tonight. Keys to the game brought to you in part by Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph Street in Vandalia. You can find them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia. Keys to the game also brought to you in part by Durbin's Overhead Door. Durbin's Overhead Door offers many services, including installation and repair of garage doors. Call them at 618-283-4863 or visit their website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. Well, game like tonight, so the Vandals are 3-0. They're coming off a win over rival Pena on the road, big win. You worry always as a coach, you worry about letdown after a win like that. Southwestern is down. Their numbers are down. They've had some injuries. They're struggling a bit right now, still working hard, but they are struggling. So this is a week. And you never disrespect opponent. Coach Clay talked about it. He's friends with Coach Keith. He knows he's a very good football coach. They just don't have the numbers right now, and that happens in public school world. That's just the way it is sometimes. And so right now they're just down, don't have the numbers, don't have the guys, got some injuries that have caused them some issues too. So they're just down a little bit right now. So what you do in a week like this, you take care of business. You come out, you take care of your business, you get the win, and you move on down the road, and you respect your opponent and do what you need to do. So that's what you do in a week like this. You just get win number four, and you kind of move on down the road. You try to limit mistakes, and, you know, don't ever let somebody hang around. If you can get a big lead on them and kind of take care of business that way, that's always something that you want to be able to do as well. So don't ever let somebody somebody hang around any length of time, because the longer you let somebody hang around, the more they're going to believe in it. So that's something you got to take care of as well. So take care of your business, get win number 4 this week, and get ready for Gillespie coming up next week, which will be a Saturday night game. Keys to the Game also brought to you in part by Brickyard Builders LLC. They are the call for any construction and also for add-ons. Call Landon Fiesel at 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC. So, weather for tonight. Well, not quite as warm as last week, but still pretty warm today, with temperatures into the upper 80s for this Friday. And so it will cool down quickly. The sun will go down actually before kickoff. Kickoff 7 p.m., of course, and sunset is 6:58. So this is our first week that sunset is before kickoff. So that will be taken care of this week. I'm also happy I'm not staring into the sun like I was a week ago. So it'll cool down quickly. It'll get into the 60s by the time the game is over. So it will cool down quickly. That's the thing about September heat that's a little different than July or August heat, of course, is with the humidity lingers and it doesn't get dark till 8:30. You know, it lingers quite a bit. So it will cool down pretty quickly. It'll be pretty comfortable overall. We did see both teams last week have some issues a little bit with some cramps and things like that. So hopefully that'll kind of smooth out having a couple of these warm weeks in a row. After this, it kind of looks like it is going to even out a little bit. Maybe the temperature will come down, maybe low 80s, upper 70s for a high coming this time next week. So just kind of have to watch for that. So maybe by mid-season, we started off with cooler weather, but we've gotten hotter as we've went. It should cool down as we go. The weather brought to you in part by Bluff Equipment. They are your local Kubota dealer on Route 40 in Bluff City. Also brought to you by Sloan Implements. They're your local John Deere dealer, 2617 West Main in Vandalia. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get starting lineups for the Vandals. Also look at the rest of the action around the South Central Conference here on WKRV. School is back in full swing, and F&B Community Bank is here to help students stay ahead. Their student checking accounts are designed just for you. With a $15 minimum opening balance, no monthly fees, and all the digital tools you need to manage your money on the go. Whether it's paying for lunch, splitting costs with friends, or keeping track of your spending, F&B makes it simple and stress-free. Stop by your local branch today and open your student checking account. Start building good money habits now with the F&B Community Bank. For more information, visit thefnb.com or call them at 618-283-1141. F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, member FDIC.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus. So back here on the Vandals pregame show on WKRV, starting lineup, we'll start off with offense for the Vandals. Wide receivers are Connor Depew and Brenton McCarty. Left tackle is Isaac Forbes. The left guard is Dominic Swires. The center is Bryce Hartley. The right guard is Caden Osborne. The right tackle is Noah Langston. Quentin Stumbaugh is the quarterback. And the slants are Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey. On the defensive side of the ball, the defensive ends are Bryce Hartley and Caden Osborne. The defensive tackles are Isaac Forbes and Xander Tate. Your inside linebackers, Sam Bowers and Dylan Hinton. Your outside linebackers, Patty McDowell and Cole Yarborough. Your starting corners, Brent McCarty and Connor DePew. And your starting safety is Jordan Colburn. Action around the South Central Conference for week number four. Of course, the Vandals 3-0. They are hosting Southwestern tonight. The Piesaw Birds coming at 0-3 on the season. Greenville is at home tonight. They are 2-1 on the season, coming off their loss to Carlinville. Greenville 2-1. They will host 1-2 Hillsboro tonight, coming off their first win of the year. North Mac coming off their first win of the year. They're 1-2 on the season. They will host 0-3 Litchfield tonight. Gillespie 1-2 on the season. They will host 2-1 Pena coming in tonight. And probably the game of the night, I would think, in the South Central Conference tonight. Staunton is 3-0. They will host 2-1 Carlinville tonight. So 3-0 Staunton hosting 2-1 Carlinville tonight. So I would think that's probably the game of the week for this week in the South Central Conference. So recapping, 0-3 Southwestern at 3-0 Vandals, 1-2 Hillsboro at 2-1 Greenville, 0-3 Litchfield at 1-2 North Mac, 2-1 Pena at 1-2 Gillespie, and 2-1 Carlinville at 3-0 Staunton for week four of the South Central Conference. We'll take one more break, and that'll wrap us up here on the pregame show as we get ready for Vandals week four, taking on Southwestern tonight at Mark Greer Field.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network-accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low-voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.